Father, we come to you this morning with thankful hearts. We thank you for life. We thank you for the opportunity once again to assemble ourselves together here in your house. Dear Lord, you know our hearts. You know our needs. Lord, you know most of us have burdens, have concerns, situations in our life that we're dealing with. And God, we're grateful that you are the one that can help us and will help us, Lord, in every situation that we face. Lord, we come today again asking you to bless the Carroll family. Lord, continue to lift them up and encourage them. Others in our church, Lord, that are hurting because of sickness, because of other situations, I pray for them. I pray, Lord, you bless the church family as a whole. Lord, bless those that may be traveling today. Keep them safe where they're going. And Lord, I now just thank you for these that have come together today. And I pray, Lord, you will bless our time. Lord, may it be profitable for all, each one of us as we open the Word of God together. Lord, I know you have something for us as we read your Word. And I pray the Holy Spirit of God will be our teacher today and reveal to each one of us that you have prepared for us. Lord, that you might help us to be what we ought to be. Lord, bless now this time together. And thank you again for each one this year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the book of Jude, once again, today we'll continue our story, study in the book of Jude. Today will be my last Sunday. Next Sunday, Brother Brian Money will be here teaching. But today we want to try to conclude the book of Jude as we review a little bit. And then we'll talk about the last five verses in this book. We know the book of Jude was written for all believers of all ages. We know that he was not an apostle, but he was just an ordinary disciple as he wrote this book. We know he wrote to those that were sanctified, those that were preserved, and those that were called as children of God. We also know that in this one page, a book, a Bible, 25 verses we have here in the book of Jude, is an amazing Bible history, and also it reflects back to salvation. The facts about salvation. We see that Jude was constrained to write concerning apostasy. He wanted to write about salvation, but God directed him otherwise by the Spirit, and he wrote about and warning us about the apostasy in the country and the time in which he was lived, and also the time in which we live. That is false teaching. We also see today that he also makes it clear for us as children of God that we must contend for the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Apostate men and cities and also angels will be judged. We've seen that in the Word of God as we've gone through this chapter here. So we find here, as we look at Jude, in essence, we find that he's writing concerning the condemning of the false teachers that are in the midst during our age, as well as in the age he lived, who try to destroy and try to tear down. We've been talking about that. But if you notice in verse number 20, there's a little word there that says, but. But now the story is going to change. Okay? Now the story is going to change. We've been talking about people that are trying to ruin and destroy the Word of God, literally, and the people of God. But now we find, as Jude is concluding here in this book here, he's talking about and instructing us as believers to be builders of the faith and not destroyers of the faith. Now, we're going to see how he tells us how to do this here. We know sin brings destruction, doesn't it? It will destroy. But spiritual life brings the opposite. It brings growth and it brings building in our life. So we see here our Lord has called us to be builders as Christians and not destroyers of the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And now Jude is instructing us in verses 20 through 23 here. He's instructing us to build ourselves up spiritually. To build ourselves up spiritually. You know, it's a glorious thing to be saved, isn't it? Amen. It's wonderful to know Christ as my Savior. But, you know, it's also important for me and you to grow in our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. To grow, to be strong, to grow, to be able to stand. And as he says, contend for the faith we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to grow, not just be babes always. Now, let's notice in verse number 20, as Jude is writing here, and again, he's talking about today how we as born-again believers are to be a builder. He's talking about how we may accomplish this. How are we going to build our faith? How do we build our faith up? How do we increase our faith, so to speak, as children of God? Notice it says in verse number 20, but ye beloved, he's talking to Christians, but ye beloved. Notice it says, building up yourselves on your most holy, what? Faith. Building up yourself, first of all, he says, upon your own most holy faith. Building up, building upon the holy faith that you have established. You know, you got to have something to build upon in this life. And we build our faith upon the Lord Jesus Christ and the finished work he did on Calvary and our faith in him. That's our faith. We're building upon him, the word of God that we have. And notice he calls it our holy faith. Holy faith is a separate faith. Okay, it's an individual faith. It's utterly different from the world. Our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We put our faith in him, our trust in him. Therefore, he's encouraging us, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Now, how can I do this? How may we accomplish this? What am I going to have to do to build my faith? Go back to 2 Peter, just a few pages back. 2 Peter, let's look at what Peter's writing here. We notice that Peter has contrasted also with Jude in the writing we talked about a few weeks ago. But in 2 Peter and chapter number 1, let's look here concerning our faith. We're to build up, build upon our most holy faith. I'm so glad that the foundation has been laid for us as Christians. Amen? Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, he's our rock. He's our foundation, and we're to build upon him and the work he did and what he's accomplished for you and I in our life. Now, notice it says in 2 Peter chapter number 1, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious what? Faith. Peter's writing to believers here. He's saying, those of you that have like precious faith, and faith is precious, folks, it's very precious. Our faith in Jesus Christ is a precious thing we are to hold dear to our heart, to our very being. The fact that God has, through his word and by the Holy Spirit, reckoned us as who we are, as lost sinners, and we have by faith trusted Christ as our Savior. That faith is precious. It's like the blood of Jesus Christ is precious. Yes, it is. But that faith is precious also. That God has enabled us to have the discernment to know that we're lost, know that we need to be saved, and we put our trust or our faith in Jesus Christ and accepted him as our Savior. That's precious. That's precious here, Peter says. Notice he says, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's nothing that we've done, folks. Our faith is in the righteousness of Jesus Christ and the work that he's done. Our faith is based upon that. That faith is precious, he says here. Notice he says in verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Grace and peace. We've already talked about that in the book of Jude. And how it kind of relates you together. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Now, that word virtue has to do with courage, has to do with strength that God gives us through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Whereby, verse 4, are given unto us exceeding great and there that word again, precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence Add to your what? Faith. Add to your faith, he says. Peter does. Now, what are we to add? We're to add virtue, it says. Virtue, and virtue to knowledge. Again, virtue is strength and courage. The only way my faith, I'm going to be encouraged in my faith, is I'm going to have to look to God, and I look to God through His Word. It's the Word of God that's going to cause my faith to grow. The Bible tells us faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we see here how Peter is trying to explain to us that we need to add to our faith. We need to build upon our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be a builder and not a destroyer of the Lord Jesus Christ and the work He's done for all mankind. We need to add to our faith. We need to add these things, virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. And then we find, for if these, notice he says, if these things be in you and abound. What is he talking about? These things he mentioned up here in verse 5, 6, and 7. Virtue, knowledge, patience, temperance, patience, godliness, and all kindness, and brotherly kindness, charity. If these things be in you and abound. Notice what it says. If these be in you, they make you that ye shall neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, that's building our faith. These things encourage our faith. They build our faith. We won't be fruitless in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We'll know more about Him because we're adding these things to our lives. And again, these things are added to our lives through the Word of God. As we read it, as we study it, as we're taught the Word of God, these things become more real to us. But notice it says in verse number 9, look at this. But he that lacketh these things is what? Blind, the Bible says. He that does not add to his faith, they're blind. They're blind, Peter says, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his own sins. See, if we don't add to our faith, we're going to wander back, if we're not careful, back into the world. Because we're going to forget what God has done for us. But we need to add to our faith. Faith is something we need to build on. We need to build our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do that also. But notice verse number 10. Wherefore, though rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never what? Fall. You shall never fall. By adding to our faith. We have to build on our faith. This is being a builder. Okay? This is being a builder, as Jude is talking about here. Building upon the holy faith that he's given to us. Now go back to the book of Jude. The book of Jude. So first of all, what are some of the ways we can accomplish our life by becoming builders? We have to learn, realize, we have to build upon our faith, first of all. We build upon our faith. We don't build upon church attendance. We don't build upon our righteousness. We don't build upon nothing that we're doing or going to do. We build our faith on the Lord Jesus Christ, the faith that He has given us, the fact that we know we're saved and on the way to heaven. You know, you'd be surprised today, the number of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know they're saved and on the way to heaven. They don't know that. If you don't believe it, you go knocking on some doors and you ask some people. You'll find out most people don't know. They don't have faith in Jesus Christ. They don't never trust Him as their Savior. And how sad it is, folks, that the majority of people in this world today are going to die one day and it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. It's going to be all over. It's going to be all over. That's why God wants us as believers to add to our faith, to build upon our faith. Not be a babe in Christ all the time. Grow up in the Lord. Know what the Bible teaches and be a student of the Bible. Not only a student, but a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And share with other people what God teaches you from the Bible. So we see, first of all, we need to build upon the holy faith. That's what our job is. We're to be builders upon our faith. Our faith. How in the world can I tell somebody how to be saved if I'm not saved? It's impossible. It's impossible. That's why we need to build upon our own faith. Notice also in verse number 20 in Jude, it says, but ye, beloved, building upon yourselves on your own, your most holy faith, notice, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Prayer, no doubt, is one of the greatest gifts that God has given His children. Prayer. To be able to pray. You know, isn't it wonderful to know that I can be alone with myself, I can get hold of God myself, I can go to God through Jesus Christ my Lord and know that He's hearing me, knowing that He's giving attention to me and what I'm trying to say to Him. He's concerned about my heart and my desires, my petitions, whatever I bring before Him. He's concerned about that. What a privilege we have, folks, to be able to pray. And this is how we build our faith, by praying, going to the Lord in prayer, and having a time to pray with Him, see. We're to pray guided by the Holy Spirit. I don't know how to pray as a human being. I don't know how to pray. We're to allow the Spirit of God to guide us when we do pray. And whatever that time may be, you see, builders are to pray in the power of God. That is, pray in the Holy Spirit, you see. He wants us, the Holy Spirit desires to empower us to pray whenever we come to that time that we need to pray or we want to pray or we should pray. We see also, He wants to intercede for us. Turn back to Romans, very familiar verses. Romans chapter 8. Look what the Bible says about this praying in the Holy Ghost. We're not talking about flinging out and speaking in tongues and all that stuff. We're talking about getting hold of God and letting God speak to us. In Romans chapter 8, look, if you will, please, in verse number 26. Praying in the Holy Ghost. When we pray, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to speak through us and to pray in us, pray through us, if you please. Notice it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, likewise the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for. You ever feel that way? You ever feel that way in your heart? I do sometimes. I don't know what I need to pray for, but I know I need to pray, because the Bible says, pray always, pray without ceasing. See? But we don't know sometimes what we should pray for. Notice He says, for as we ought, we don't know how to pray. But notice the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit itself, maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. In other words, He'll give us words that we don't even know ourselves. He'll give us words to speak that we will never think about as far as this natural man is concerned. He'll do that for us. And notice He also says in verse 27, and he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. You know, when I pray, there's one thing I should want more than anything else. That is for me to pray according to the will of God. Amen. According to the will of God. Not what I want, but what God wants for me. And how God wants me to pray. And the only way I can accomplish that is to allow the Holy Spirit of God to pray for me, to intercede for me whenever I do pray. But praying in the Holy Ghost is another way we can build our faith. We're to be builders and not destroyers, folks. Building upon our most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. Allow Him to give us the words to say and pray. Whenever that time comes, we need to pray and we ought to pray and we should pray. So we see that prayer is also important in this thing of building as a Christian today. Now, let's go back to the book of Jude again. Look at verse number 21. Another way we can accomplish this as far as building our faith. This is activities, this is things that we can do in our life. Pray by building our most holy faith. First of all, praying in the Holy Ghost. We see also in verse number 21, keeping yourselves in the love of God. Keeping yourselves in the love of God. We're to remain as believers in the love of God. We're to be reminded every day of how much God loves us. You know, sometimes we have to go back. I have to go back to the day that God saved me and realize how much He loves me today. He loves me today. He loves me today as much as He did the day He saved me. God's love never changes. He never changes, you see. And we need to realize this. We need to keep ourselves in the love of God. We need to be builders. And to be builders, we must love also. We must love also. We see also, this love must flow from God Himself. We can't love one another the way we ought to love one another ourselves. You know that? It takes God flowing through us by His Spirit to enable me to love you and you to love me or to love anybody in this world. We are not capable. We're not qualified. We can't love one another the way God wants us to love one another, ourselves. It's the love of God in us. It's the Spirit of God in us that flows through us to enable us to love the way we should love. And this is building. This is building, folks. We're trying to be a builder. We're trying to realize that we're living in a dark world, evil world, but I want to be a builder. I don't want to be a destroyer, okay? So therefore, I'm going to build upon my most holy faith. I'm going to do it by praying, first of all, and I'm going to do it also by keeping myself in the love of God. I'm going to constantly remind me how much God loves me, how much He loves me. And because He loves me, I'm to love also. We're to stay within the bounds of God's love. We're to enjoy the love of God. Enjoy the love of God and share it with other people. How much today the world needs to know that somebody loves them. Amen? People today need somebody to know that somebody loves them. And I know one thing, we may love them, we may not love them, but I know one thing, God loves everybody. God loves everybody. And we need to display, we need to share that with people that we come in contact with every day of our life. People are hurting today, folks. People are in need today. People are discouraged today. And the only remedy, the only cure is for them to know how much God loves them and what God has done for them and what He's done for me and for you. We need to display that. We need to tell this world today how much God loves them. And we need to allow God's love to flow through us that they might recognize, hey, everybody is not the way I am. There are some people that have love in their hearts. There are some people that are different in this world. Therefore, we need to display that also. So we see here, we're to keep ourselves in the love of God. Keep ourselves in the love of God. Notice also, it says in verse 21, not only keeping yourselves in the love of God, but notice looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, through eternal life. The ultimate of God's mercy is eternal life. The ultimate of God's mercy. God has given us abundant life. He's given us eternal life as a believer, you see. One day we're going to live with Him forever, forever. So we see through the Lord's mercies, we're commanded through His mercies. The grace of God, the love of God, He commands us, He directs us. So we see that we're recognized today by looking for the mercies of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are builders. We are builders because we're depending upon His mercy every day in our life. I'm here today because of the mercy of God. You're here today because of the mercy of God. If it weren't for His mercy, I would be in hell today. I'm depending upon His mercy, His love, His care. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I don't have an earthly father right now, but I'm so glad I have a heavenly Father that loves me. He cares about me. He cares about all of you folks today. I want you to be reminded of that. And He wants us to build. He wants us to build upon that mercy, our faith, and grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, you see. Now, notice also, look at verse number 23 in the book of Jude. And others save with fire. And others save with fire, the Bible says here. Let's go back to verse 22. Verse 22, we forgot that part of that. And of some have compassion, making a difference. And some have a compassion, making a difference. We're to build by having compassion. Compassion. Oh, I would to God that I could have the compassion that He had when He was here. Compassion. as he looked out upon his country, Israel, and wept for them because they had gone astray. Many, many times he wept over this city because of their disobedience to him. He cared that much for them. Oh, may God help me to have compassion. We should attempt to reach out with mercy and compassion to those, first of all, that have gone astray. Those that have gone astray. Many people have gone astray today. We should attempt to reach out with mercy and compassion and try to reach those people. And secondly, we should also attempt to rescue those that are being called up by false teachers and led astray. We should try to reach those kind of people too. You know, by compassion. Compassion makes a difference. Love makes a difference. Whenever we go out and visit and try to talk to people by the Lord, believe it or not, they can sense whether we really care or not. And if they sense we really care and we love them, it'll make a world of difference how they respond to us. But if they don't sense compassion from me, they may just turn me off, just like that. Compassion makes a difference, folks. It makes a world of difference in our lives as believers. With compassion, we are building our faith. We're builders, okay, and not destroyers. Not destroyers. May the Lord help us as Christians today to be builders, having compassion, looking to the mercies of God, keeping ourselves in the love of God, praying in the Holy Ghost, and living our lives according to His will. Now let's look at verse 23. And others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. We're to save others with fear. Does it concern me that people are dying every day and going to hell? Does it concern me? Am I afraid for people that are going to go to hell? Do I have any concern for them? Oh, I'm afraid. I have to confess to you, I don't have the concern that I need in my life. Don't have that concern that I need. And I pray God will help my faith to grow that I might have more compassion. I might have more fear for those that are going to die and I know they're not saved. It's an awful thing for a person to die and I know they're not saved and they go to hell. That's an awful feeling to know. I've been through it myself. My sister lost her son. Many years ago, he was 18 years old. He was killed in an accident. And she asked me to conduct his funeral. It was the hardest thing I've done in my life because I knew that boy was lost. He'd been talked to many times, but he was lost. It's the hardest thing you know. What do you say? What hope do you have? What hope can you give a family? You can't give that person that's deceased no hope. There is no hope if you die without Christ. There is no hope at all. But in Christ, there is hope. And you can just try to reach that family and help that family to see, hey, you need to get saved before this time comes for you. We need to reach out with fear and help those that are lost, those that are dying, going to go to hell. We must learn to hate sin. And we must learn to love the sinner. That's what Jesus did. He hated sin, but he loved the sinner. He came to seek and to save that which was lost, the Bible says. Therefore, we're to build by saving others with fear. Saving others with fear. Having compassion. How to deal with all kinds of people. In verse number 22, we talk about doubters. Doubters. In verse number 23, we talk about those in great danger. People that are going to die unsaved and spend eternity in hell. They're in danger. They don't even recognize it because they're blinded by Satan. What an awful thing to leave this world unsaved. They're living in danger. We also have people that are living in great depravity. They're corrupt, so to speak. They're living in sin. They don't recognize how awful what they're doing is. What the ultimate goal, ultimate end is going to be in their life. We're to build. We're to be a builder. These are the ways we can accomplish being builders for the Lord Jesus Christ. Being builders of our faith in Him, trusting Him, realizing this. We need to pray in the Holy Spirit. We need to keep ourselves in the love of God. We need to look for the mercies of God. Okay? We need to have compassion, and we need to have fear for other people that's lost and undone and on their way to a devil's hell. Now, I want us to look at verse 24 and verse 25 as we conclude here about the believer and the Savior. The believer and the Savior. Look, it says in verse number 24, "Now unto him that is able," I like that, "to keep you from what? Falling. And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." Now unto him, the believer and the Savior, we're to trust him, in him, with our very lives, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now notice the Savior here. First of all, his ministry. What is the ministry of Jesus Christ today? Right now, look what it says in verse number 24. "Now unto him that is able to keep you from what? Falling." The ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ today is to prevent us from falling down. Do you know that? That's his ministry. To prevent us from falling down. He's our intercessor. We can come to him in prayer. He intercedes for us, on behalf of us. But notice also, that's his current ministry. What is his ministry in the coming ministry, so to speak? The latter part of verse 24. And keep you faultless before the very presence of his glory with exceeding joy. We see he's going to present us faultless up there. Down here, he's keeping us from falling. Up there, he's going to present us faultless before the Father. That is the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he's doing today. His current ministry and his future ministry we find here in this passage of Scripture right here. So we see here, and in verse 25, talks about Jesus' magnificence, how magnificent he is. Notice, "To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen." To God be the glory for all he has done, for what he is doing and what he shall do in our lives and the lives of people that we know. You know, thank God today for that. Yes, we should follow him. We should be a builder. How are we going to be a builder? By our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the foundation, okay? Now let's build upon that foundation. We do that by what? By praying in the Holy Ghost, first of all. Learn to pray in the Holy Ghost. Allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us and pray through us. By keeping ourselves in the love of God. Recognize every day that God loves me. And I want to share that love with other people wherever I'm at. Share that love with other people. We need to receive his mercies and recognize they are his mercies. Every day, God showers blessings upon us, having compassion on those that have gone astray and the lost. And the lost. Having compassion. Now, we're to guard our personal fellowship with God, folks. We're to guard that every day of our life. Our personal fellowship with God. We're to strengthen ourselves. Not only ourselves, but to strengthen others also. If I'm not strengthened, I am not going to be able to strengthen somebody else. You know that? If I'm weak, I'm going to be weak around somebody else. But if God strengthens me, I'm going to be enabled to strengthen you. That's why we got a camp meeting coming up in a couple weeks. That's why the preacher encourages all of us to be an encourager to those people that are here. See, we can only do that if we're strong in our faith, if we're building our own faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to look after the spiritual needs of ourselves first, then we can look after the spiritual needs of others that we're around. We can only do it that way. Those that are in doubt, those who are in the brink of dying and are lost, those are people we need to be concerned about. Those are the people. The Redeemer will rejoice over the redeemed. Praise to Jesus for what he's done. You know, isn't it amazing how, as an unbeliever, God works on us. But as a believer, God works in us. He works in us. See, Now, God, if you believe it today, God is working in you and God's working in me. He wants us to be a builder of faith, of faith. He wants us to build our own faith in Him. Therefore, share that faith with other people that are weak, people that are hurting, people on the brink of things in their lives coming up. We need to build upon that. We know that three things. The opposition is going to come, isn't it? Anytime you step out to try to do something for God, you're going to face opposition. It's going to come, folks. You can mark it down, okay? Also, we also know that godless teachers are going to arise. They're rising today, and they're going to keep right on arising. There's two things we know that's going to happen. But realize this. As a Christian, you and I should be a contender for the faith. We should stick to the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grasp that. Hang on to that. Let that be your love. Let that be your life. Let that be the thing that's going to... Faith in Christ is the only thing we have, folks, in this world. Would you at least say amen to that? It's in Jesus Christ. His faith, that's all we have in this world. Everything else is going haywire. And it's going to continue to go that way. That's a Johnson County word, by the way. That means to pieces. But things in this world are going to continue to get worse. I'm going to tell you something. This book right here will never change. And we put our faith in this book right here. We are going to arrive. The old ship is going to arrive one day where it's going, where it's headed, folks. And we're going to step out on the clouds of glory, just like Sister Marge has already done and other people already done in our church. One day we're going to arrive. That's where I'm looking for, to get to heaven. I'm not looking to stay down here much longer. In fact, I'm looking for the Lord to come any day. But my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is the only thing that's going to make me and help me to arrive where I want to be in the condition that I want to be in. And that's loving the Lord Jesus Christ. God help us today as we look at, as we can conclude here the book of Jude today, praying in the Holy Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit pray for us. Pray for us. You know, many times when I pray, I say, Dear Lord, I don't know how to pray. Please help me. Please help me to pray. Because I don't, folks. Sometimes I don't know how to pray. Sometimes I have burdens. Sometimes I have desires to pray about, and I pray for them. I do pray about that. But overall, folks, I don't really know how to pray, except for the Holy Spirit to guide me. I'm so glad He's available to guide us. I'm so glad for that. Keep ourselves in the love of God. Remind ourselves how much God loves us, which reminds us how much we should love other people. If God so loved me that He gave His life for me, I should love other people and I should give my life for them by telling them about Jesus. How long has it been? How long has it been since you told somebody about Jesus? How long has it been since you passed out a tract? How long has it been? Just to remind you, listen, that's what we're here for, to tell others about Jesus, contending for the faith, building ourselves in the faith. God's word is what we need, folks, more than anything else. Look for the mercies of God. Have compassion and witness unto other people. May God help us to grow. I want to be a builder, don't you? I don't want to be a destroyer. I want to be a builder. May the Lord help us. Father, thank you for the book of Jude. Thank you, Lord, for directing him, Lord, to write these words for us, even today, that we could share. And the Lord, that we could be strengthened by, as we look as how Jude was constrained himself to warn us about things that we're going to face in this world as believers. Lord, also, you've given us, Lord, how we can build our faith. And God, I pray, Lord, you'd help us all to, our faith may grow. Lord, help us to be a builder, Lord, and not a destroyer. We only have a few days left in this world. Our life is going to soon be over. And God, I pray you'd help us. I pray you find us faithful, Lord, in trying to build and not try to destroy. God, we thank you for our people. We thank you for these precious people that come every Sunday to church, to Sunday school, I pray, Lord, you'd help them this week. Help us all this week, Lord, as we go out into the world, Lord, to be what you want us to be. Lord, we're facing another service now, this next hour. I pray, God, for the singing. I pray, Lord, that you would bless it. I pray, Lord, that you would be lifted up, you would be magnified. I pray, Lord, dear God, for the specials that are sung today. Lord, may you direct that. Lord, may you be with our pastor. God, give him strength physically, mentally. And Lord, may the Spirit of God, Lord, have his will and way in everything he says today. God, help that one that's here that's lost to get saved. And God, strengthen your children today is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.